1 John tells us that the love of God has been lavished, poured out upon the community of faith, that is, the church. And this would have been a radical statement in the first century, because you see, the community of faith was made up not only of Jews, but of Gentile Christians, Jewish Christians as well as Gentile Christians, from many different ethnic backgrounds, cultural backgrounds, and nationalities. And this love, this grace that God poured out upon the church through faith, has given us, too, a new identity as children of the Most High God. And that is what we are. The fact that little Max was baptized today is proof of the new name that he now wears as Christian. He is now officially a child of God and officially recognized as a Christian child. And it is through the sacrament of infant baptism and sacrament of baptism for adults that we take on this new identity. For you see, God gave baptism as a gift to the church to recognize those persons who, as an outward sign of an inward grace, for those who want to go in a new direction, who want to live for God instead of for themselves. And this water that we bless, the water simply symbolizes the pouring out, the lavishing of God's grace. The water represents the cleansing of original sin and represents the grace of God, the abundant grace of God. And God gives us a new name and a new identity as we begin to walk with Christ. And that name is Christian. Baptism is our initiation into the family of God. And when the time comes, little Max will have the opportunity to make that choice for himself as he grows in a godly family and in a Christian home. And as he reaches the age of accountability of 11, 12, 13, and he goes through something called confirmation, he can then stand before you in about 12 or 13 years and say, I believe in Jesus Christ and I've accepted him as my Lord and Savior, and reaffirms that which God has already done. We receive a new identity, a new name, when we follow Jesus. The second truth that I get from this story is that we have been adopted into God's family. We have been adopted into God's family. Paul writes in Galatians chapter 4, but when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. That is, through Christ, God has adopted us into the family of God. In the movie, Michael Orr is not formally adopted by the Tuohy family. He's too close to the age of 18 for them to do that. But Michael Orr is welcomed into that family. He's unofficially adopted by the Tuohys, for they provide for his education. They provide his clothing and his food, and even buy him a brand new pickup truck. Michael has all the same rights and privileges as the very own children of the Tuohys. This scripture and many other teaches us that God is all about adopting others. You'll recall that with Abraham, God adopted all of his descendants. The descendants of Abraham would be the adopted children of God, the Hebrews, the Hebrew nation, who would go on to multiply and multiply and become the great nation of Israel. And then later on, through Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, God adopts all those who put their faith in his Son and follow him and put their faith and trust in him. You see, God's extended family is beyond the chosen nation of Israel. God has also adopted us Gentiles, if you will. God has grafted us in to that tree, that root, if you will, with the Israelites. And God will take care of us just as he took care of the Hebrews, and just like the Tuohys took care of Michael. But there's a third truth that we need to realize today, that along with being given a new name through our baptism, and along with being adopted into the family of God, we have also received an inheritance. An inheritance. Now, when we think of inheritance, we usually think of those things that we have had handed down to us from our foremothers and fathers, the inheritance that maybe we received from grandma or grandpa or mom and dad, and those things that our children will inherit from us. Those things are usually material things, money or land or houses or, you know, material things. But as a child of God, you have another kind of inheritance, whether you knew it or not. Through God's grace, we have become joint heirs with Christ. Christ is God's Son, correct? Therefore, if we are brothers and sisters of Christ, we have become joint heirs with the inheritance God has given Jesus. Therefore, we receive that inheritance as well. God has not promised us silver and gold. God has not promised us that beach house. God has not promised us those things that rust and decay and can be consumed by moth. God's given us an eternal inheritance. That inheritance is none other than redemption from sin. That what Jesus did on the cross for us is the redemption of sin. The debt for our sins has been paid in full by what Christ did for us on Good Friday. The assurance of God's forgiveness is part of that inheritance. The assurance that we are children of God, that we have an eternal home. The assurance that we have the promise of abundant life, both now and in the hereafter. These are all part of our inheritance, folks. These are the things that God has given Jesus and God has given us as joint heirs with Christ. And the best part of this is that we can experience them now and not just after we die. The question becomes whether we truly have received this gift of grace that Jesus has given us. Have we received the free gift of grace in Christ? Has our name been written on God's family tree? Have we become a member of God's family as little Max became a member of God's family today? If you have, praise the Lord. If you have, remember that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that you are a member of God's family, that you've been adopted, that you're an heir to all these things that we've been talking about. But if not, today is the day to take care of that. All it takes is faith. All it takes is, I believe, and yes, I want to accept this. Do not leave this place today, folks, if you don't know if your name is not in God's family tree. Do not leave this place today if you're not sure that you're saved, that you are redeemed, that you are forgiven. We don't know what this day will bring. There's a lot of time left before midnight. We don't know who will not be with us here tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. The next time someone asks you your name, the next time someone asks you who you are, you can now say, by faith, I am an adopted child of the Most High God with an inheritance that's out of this world. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for your message. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts and helping us try to understand your word a little better and what your will and what your plan is for our lives. We pray, dear God, that if indeed there is anyone here who's not sure, we pray, dear God, that they will ponder these things in their hearts, that they will truly take the next step and seek out that relationship, either sitting where they are or calling the pastor or calling a member of our church and just committing themselves to going in a new direction. whatever that may be, Lord, whoever it may be, we ask, O God, that you stir in their heart a conviction that they will want to know their true name. Thank you, O God, for this time together. Thank you for this child. Thank you for those who have come today. And now let us leave this place with the good news to share with everyone. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.